This audio is machine generated. Please excuse any mispronunciations. Search Me, O God, by Daniel McCoy. You want to know a surprisingly powerful two-word prayer you can pray each day? We find it in Psalm 139:23, New I-5. Search me, God, and know my heart. Test me and know my anxious thoughts.
Search me.
This is a prayer summoning God's flashlight into the hidden places of your heart, even those hidden from yourself. As children of light, we ought to welcome this humbling expose, for you were once darkness, but now you are light in the Lord. Live as children of light. Have nothing to do with the fruitless deeds of darkness, but rather expose them. Ephesians 5:8-12, New Vive. Search me is how we become more ourselves, children of light, and how we go on to help others with the same, exposing the darkness for the unreality that is. The stakes are high when we just keep living like the world around us. People who need to see the light don't, and assume darkness is simply how people live. When we live as children of the light, it reveals a better way. It's true that some people don't appreciate light because they love the darkness. Other people, however, are grateful because, for the first time, they see the light in your life and realize there's a better way to live. And when people allow that light to come in, they become light too. Everything exposed by the light becomes visible, and everything that is illuminated becomes a light. Wake up, sleeper, rise from the dead, and Christ will shine on you. Ephesians 5:13-14, NIV. Light goes toe-to-toe with darkness and wins. Not only does light win, but it transforms things that were once dark into light. That is why there is such urgency and power in praying, "Search me. Shine your light in me, God. I have dark areas in my life that need your light. I'm not even aware of the darkness of my heart until your light shines within me. Search me." By praying, "Search me," you are welcoming God's victory over evil in your life, because we know what happens when light shines in darkness. The history of the world through the lens of light. Did you know you can actually narrate the history of the world through the theme of darkness and light? Here goes. In the beginning, everything was dark until God said, "Let there be light." God created the world and he created humans, but humanity rebelled against him and darkness spread quickly. So God chose a family and declared that they would be a light to the nations. He told the father of that family to look at the stars and promised that his descendants would be more numerous than all those lights in the sky. God had his people build a tabernacle, and he filled it with the light of his presence. His word was to be a lamp to their feet and a light to their path. But eventually, those chosen people turned from the light and chose darkness instead. They followed other gods, and life became dark for them. Yet one of their prophets, Isaiah, made an incredible prediction. "The people walking in darkness have seen a great light. On those living in the land of deep darkness, a light has dawned." Isaiah 9:2 NIV. Isaiah went on to speak of a child who would be born, one called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, and Prince of Peace. Centuries later, that child was born. Jesus became known as the light of the world. For people living in darkness, he brought light through his wisdom, truth, and love. But there have always been people who hate the light, and they wanted to silence Jesus and extinguish the light of the world. They killed him. Darkness covered the land as he hung on the cross. That was Friday. But on Sunday morning, as the light was dawning, Jesus' heart began pulsing again. Life surged through his veins, and the light of the world rose alive forevermore. Since then, there have still been dark times, but the light continues moving forward. As John 1:5, New IV says, "The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness has not overcome it." When you come to the end of the Bible, the book of Revelation, you discover that the church will experience dark times. But that is okay, as long as the churches remain faithful and their lamps stay lit. In Revelation, churches are pictured as lampstands, and at the very end of history, we discover once again that light wins. There will be no more night. They will not need the light of a lamp or the light of the sun, for the Lord God will give them light, and they will reign forever and ever. Revelation 22:5, -5. In the end, light wins. So live as children of light.
What matters in the end?
I am not nearly as concerned about being on the right or wrong side of history. Cultures constantly change their views of right and wrong. What matters most is being on the right side of eternity, because in the end, light wins. Again, that is why it's important and powerful to pray those two words, search me.
Welcome God's flashlight into the hidden places of your heart. Invite him in and pray, search me. And may the blessing of Numbers 6:24-26 rest on you.
The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine on you and be gracious to you. The Lord turn his face toward you and give you peace.